The roof at Miller Park isn't working quite right. Baseball fans are showing up in record low numbers at the new stadium, and the team is off to its worst start ever. It's not the scene Bud Selig and Tommy Thompson painted when they pushed the five-county sales tax hike to help pay for Miller Park. Brewers general manager Dean Taylor says he fired Davey Lopes because Lopes didn't win enough games over the last two seasons. Taylor says this year's 3-12 record hurt attendance, but that the Brewers are not the only baseball team doing badly at the gate.
We've had, what, already 8 or 9 clubs set record lows for attendance. So, you know, there's issues with the economy. There's lots of issues.
In a fairly unusual move, the fired manager also spoke at a team-sponsored news conference. Davey Lopes was asked about attendance troubles in some baseball markets. He says some of the problem right now is many kids still being in school.
I don't think this is uncommon. Now, if something happens right around June or July, I think there might be a little cloud over the game right now because of the uncertainty about the agreement between management and player association. So that may have something to do with it.
Lopes was the first non-white manager in the Brewers' 32-year history. He'll be replaced, at least on an interim basis, by an African-American, Jerry Royster. The Brewers say they'll follow the wishes of Baseball Commissioner Selig and consider people of all races when hiring a new manager. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.